Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Daled. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel on the Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmani Amar Shmuel. In our previous shiur, we had discussed different food items. When is their time that they're considered completely processed and the mechuyev, and that's the time that they would take ma'aser from them. And what was also most important in that discussion was at what point, when we speak about these foods, is it considered Rosh Hashanah, is it considered a new year, and that we're not allowed to take from fruit from 1 year, Meiser, for fruit on the next year. And Rav Shimon Shazuri had taught us that even though by the various foods we had discussed in our previous shiur, the Oris, the Doichin, the Pargim, the Shumshimin, the shiur is Hashrosha, when they take root, Rav Shimon Shazuri taught us that if we mix all of these different produce together, the halacha is that they're properly mixed, and then even though we have the produce of different years mixed together, we could take truma and maaser from that entire basket, even though we have two different years produce mixed together, because we could assume that they're mixed perfectly well, and just like they're mixed perfectly well, when we're taking off the Trumas and Maisis, we're taking them off at the proper proportion. Says the Gemara, to Gins Terei Shir, Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmani, Omer Shmuel, Halach Krab Yosi ben Kippur, Shem Shazuri. The Halach is like of Shem Shazuri, that even though you have different produce, some from this year and some from last year, we could take off Meiser from one to the other, because we could assume that they were mixed in the proper proportion. Ask the Gemara, Maskler Abzeira, Mia Mishmu Hochi, is that indeed the opinion of Shmuel, that we could assume that they were mixed in the proper proportion? Vama Shmuel, L'chol Ein Bila, we never assume that anything is mixed in the proper proportion, chutz miyayin v'shemen, except for wine and oil, and as the Rishonim point out, all types of liquids. Liquids, we could assume, are properly mixed, but all the foods, we cannot assume are properly mixed. So how do we understand this Gemara? Answers, the Gemara, et tishmitzei hadam Shmuel. Rav Zeira forgot what a different halacha that Shmuel taught us. That Shmuel taught us, hakel hoylech ach gemara pri, that when we look at a fruit, we don't look at the ashrasha, we don't look at the time that it took root, rather we look when it was completely finished. So in other words, what Shmuel meant to say, that lachas of Shimon Shazure, that is only because everything was from the same year. The reason that we could take from one basket, even though we had different fruit, different produce that were taking root in different times, it's not because he holds that everything in the basket we assume is properly mixed, and then we take off the trumas and maaseres, we take them off at the proper proportion. Rather, the reason is because we don't follow the time of taking root. Rather, we take the time of when it's finished. And since we take the time when it's finished, they were all finished in the same year. And since they were all finished in the same year, that is enough. And as I saw the Rishonim point out, we've had different opinions when by Kitnius, which we are discussing, is it considered that the year is up? Is it by taking root or at other times? But nobody suggested that by Kitnius we go after Gemar Pri. And therefore, the Rishonim are troubled. Whose opinion is that? So some Rishonim explain that it is the opinion of the Chachamim that we always follow the Gemar Pri. Others explain, as we said in our previous year a number of times, this whole halacha, what we are discussing, we're speaking about foods that their chiyuv trumas and maaseres is only a chiyuv derabbanan. Since their obligation is only the Rabbanan can decide, say Shmuel, that that would be the zman for the chiyuv maaseres. So in other words, as we analyze what Shmuel has been teaching us, Shmuel has actually been teaching us three different halachas. One is that he taught us the halachas like Reb Shimon Shazuri. One is that we don't assume that things are properly mixed only by wine and oil. And he also holds that the time to consider when it becomes mechuyev and meiser is hakol hoylech acher gemar pri. So the question that the Gemara asks is v'tzricha, why did we have to have these three different statements of Shmuel to establish the halacha? Says the Gemara, the iyash min halacha of Shimon Shazuri, if we only learned the halacha of Shimon Shazuri, have a minim shum to kasavi yesh pila. I would think, because he holds that everything can be mixed properly, and that's why you could take from everything in one basket. Kamash milan. That's why Shmuel had to explicitly tell us lechol ein bila, that he does not agree to the concept that things could be properly mixed together. V'yashminen lechol ein bila. If on the other hand we would have had Shmuel making a statement that things aren't necessarily mixed in the proper proportion, havamina, we would think rabbanan sfirulei, that we would think that he holds like rabbanan, and that when you have these products that are mixed together in one basket, you have a problem because you can't take mina yosher al chadash for one year on the other year. Kamash malon, that the halachos like of Shimon Shazuri, that even though they're in one basket, that when they are in one basket, we could still take the trumas and maasros from one for the other. V'yashmina hanitarti, if we learned these two halachos, havamina, we would have a question that on one hand, Shmuel saying halachos of Shimon Shazuri. Now the basis of Rav Shimon Shazuri's opinion is based on him holding yesh bila, that things are mixed in the proper proportion. And on the other hand, he's saying that ein bila, that things aren't, that he doesn't agree besides by liquids that things are mixed properly. So how can these two statements coexist? Kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel, and it would represent a contradiction in the understanding of the opinion of Shmuel. That's why Kamash Malon. That's why the Gemara had to teach us that Shmuel's opinion is that hachal hoylech ach gemar pri. We look at when it's finished, and therefore, even though you have the produce that were taking root, that took root in different years, you could still take from one to the other, trumas meisers from one on the other, because we don't care about the hashrosh according to Shmuel. We care only about when the gemar pri. And if they all had the gemar pri in the same year, that is enough, says the Gemara. So we've explained that one statement of Shmuel alone would be inadequate. But again, the Gemara's focus is, why do we need to have three statements? Maybe we should just say that statement, and that will help us understand the opinion of Shmuel. We would think that this statement that Shmuel says, that we follow the Gemara Pri, applies to all produce, even to Vazasim. Kamash Milan, Halacha Kerav Shimon Shazuri, that Shmuel is stating that Hakal Hoylech Ach Gmar Pri, he was speaking about the same food that Rav Shimon Shazuri was speaking about. And Rav Shimon Shazuri was speaking about only the foods that we've been discussing about. Rav Shimon Shazuri was never speaking about Tvua and Azasim, about Tfuah v'zaysim. So it's obvious that Shmuel also is only speaking about Tfuah v'zaysim. He's not speaking about anything else. Kamash Milan, Alok Rav Shimon Shazuri, that he's only speaking about those type of foods. V'yash b'may the Pollock, only what Rav Shmuel Shazuri was discussing. But ask the Gemara v'shmina hanitarti, why don't we just say that Shmuel would make a statement the halacha of Shimon Shazuri, v'achal hoylech ach gemar pri, and that would be sufficient for us to know that he's only speaking about these produce, and that he's not agreeing with Rav Shimon Shazuri's psak that we follow bila, but rather he's following what his statement would be of v'achal hoylech ach gemar pri. Why did he also have to expressly say l'chol ein bila lamali? Why did he also have to express that? By just having stated halach Rav Shimon Shazuri and staying halach ach gmar pri, we'll understand that he doesn't agree with Rav Shimon Shazuri's opinion regarding other foods being able to be properly mixed in proportion. Answers the Gemara, if we only would have had those statements, we would perhaps think that Shmuel never holds a bila, that Shmuel never holds that foods could be properly mixed together. And that isn't true, because as we learned, Shmuel only holds that solids aren't able to be properly mixed together. HaKamashon, what we want to learn from here is that L'yayim v'shemen, by liquids, Shmuel agrees, yesh bila, that they can be properly mixed together. In our previous shiurim, we discussed that when we speak about vegetables, the time that we consider them finished for the Hilchas Meiser to determine what year is that year that we should take Meiser, is a Meiser Sheni or is a Meiser Ani, we go after the Lakita. And therefore, if a vegetable is picked in the first or second year of the Shemitah cycle, the halacha is that we take Meiser Sheni. If it was picked in the third year, we take Meiser Ani. And because of that, obviously we can't take Meiser from the produce of 1 year to the other year. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, Ba'asbecha, Begarnchem, Kvechob, the Torah teaches us, Ma'agar, V'yechem, Yechodim, when we speak about grain and grapes, Shigdelem, Ma'ashana, Sh'avra, they grow. If the third of them came last year grown, that's the year from which we take that they considered to having been grown in, and that's the year we take Meiser, because that's where they primarily grow from. Once they grow a third, we could eat them, even though not necessarily eat them, but they are edible. So that's why it's considered that year's produce. Af kol shegdel ma'amai shanish avra, anything that grows from a tree, and therefore the tree causes that at the point when we have such that much water, as we've discussed previously, the sap of the tree goes into the tree and causes it to grow, and it's really no longer growing from the earth. It's already growing from the sap, and that's why it's considered that year's produce. That's why Misas Af Kogdel Amei Shana Sh'avra, everything that grows from the water of last year, that means from the time of the Chanota, of the blooming, Misas Shun Shana Sh'avra, Yotzi Yurakus, but when we speak about vegetables, Shigdel Amei Shana Abba, vegetables, as long as they're connected to the ground, this is where the Mefarshim Ran explains this Gemara, vegetables, as long as they're connected to the ground, could keep on growing. Not only as long as they're connected to the ground, they could keep on growing, they also keep on living off the ground. Since they keep on nourishing off the ground, that's why, Mis'asim L'shana Abba, we take off the Meiser according to the time of when we actually pick them, because until they were picked, the rainwater that comes on them is what's critical to help them grow. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Emunah, that vegetables are fundamentally different than grain and fruit because they're constantly growing. And number two, fruit, when they're third grown, can be eaten, whereas vegetables, when they're only a third grown, are not really edible. Of course, Tosfos makes the point that the Gemara here is using Psukim to tell us at what point vegetables are mechuyev v'maiser. But as we discussed in our previous shiur, Tosfos says that vegetables are not mechuyev in maiser midraisa anyway. Vegetables are only mechuyev v'maiser midrabbanan. So Tosfos says that everything we're learning here is really an asmachta. And another teretz that Tosfos gives is that this pasuk is speaking about shmita. Yes, vegetables are not mechuyev in Maisa Midaraisa, but of course they're subject to Hilchus Shmita Midaraisa, like anything that grows from the ground in Eretz Yisrael is subject to Hilchus Shmita. And that's what the Gemara is focused on here. The Gemara is focused here on the Hilchus Shmita element, which is a Halacha Deraisa, and to know, as we will be discussing in Mitzvah Shem, what year is the year of the vegetable. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he learns the pasuk somewhat differently. He says the pasuk says Vaspecha begarncha miyukvecha. Ma'agarim v'yekim yichadim shigdeil ma'kol aroiv mayim. It's enough for them to have the rainwater. We don't have to bring extra water to help them grow. And not only is pshat that they don't need to be, the rainwater is adequate, but as I saw for Rabbeinu Chananel, that even though people normally do water their trees, still, if one were not to water the tree would be able to properly produce fruit, whereas vegetables would not be able to survive that way. That's why Magar Miyachev Michadim Shigdalim Aroiv Mayim Umasas Moshana Shavra. That's why the year where they brought a third is the year in which they considered having been grown. Af Kol Shigdalim Aroiv Mayim, all fruit trees, most fruit trees, Misas Moshana Shavra, and we follow the year of their chanota, of their blossoming. Whereas when we speak about vegetables, they need to be constantly watered. The pasuk says, "Vishkisa baraglecha kigan hayerek." It constantly needs to be watered, and that's why, because they're fundamentally different, that's why we follow not the year when there's no blooming, not the year when they grew a third, but rather the year in which they are picked. Ask the Gemara, my benayu. So both opinions that we learned now in teaching us the halacha about vegetables, Rabbi Yosef Aglieri and Rabbi Akiva, really come to the same conclusion that that when we speak about vegetables, the time is when we pick them. So what is the practical, nafka mina, says the Gemara, between these two approaches? Answers the Gemara, Amr Bavua, but Solom HaSarisim, it talks about these, most Mepharshim explain that but Solom HaSarisim, Rashi explains, are very small onions. Others explain that they don't have a lot of moisture like other onions. And the Radvaz explains that unlike other vegetables, that these vegetables need to be constantly watered because they're sarisim, they're sort of stunted. And Egyptian beans, the Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, but Tzelem HaSarisim, these onions of Pula Mitzri, Shemonim Emaim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, where you stopped watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In order, they used to commonly do this, says Rashi, to make them harder. Mis Aslan Bishavar, they considered last year's produce, Umitar Mishvias. And if the next year was Shemitah, they're not considered Shemitah produce. Vimlav, however, if he did not withhold water from them, Asurim Bishvias, you can't eat, they're considered Shemitah produce, Mis Aslan Lashon Abba, and they're considered next year produce. And the way to understand the Gemara is that the earth is still moist after Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, they're treated like regular, if I'm watering them, they're considered like regular vegetables, where we follow the year of picking. So now, Rabbi Yosef Glili will accept the psak of this Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili says that what makes vegetables vegetables, the fact that they grow on next year's water. So, if you withheld water from them, they're not considered something that grows underwater. And therefore, they will not have the regular din of vegetable. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, the defining characteristic of vegetables is that they require irrigation to reach full maturity. That the fact that I chose to deprive them of water doesn't change what they are. They are still vegetables. And therefore, if they weren't picked until the Shemitah year, they're considered Shemitah produce. And if they weren't picked until next year, they're considered next year's produce. We learned in the Mishnah, Bechad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we learned in the Mishnah, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam, says the Gemara. And as we've learned, when we speak about a Rosh Hashanah, the halach is that determines what year is it. Is it this year's produce or last year's produce? Says the Gemara, why do we say that it's with Chodesh Shvat, or as Beisol said in our Mishnah, it's Tu B'Shvat, says the Gemara, Amr B'Lazo, Amr B'Oisha, Hoyo V'Yotzu Roiv Gish Mishana. Since by Chodesh Shvat, most of the rain that's going to fall fell, because in Israel, the rainy season was from 17 days in Cheshvan until Nisan, and once Tu B'Shvat comes, most of that time has passed. We only have left Chatzi Shvat, Adar and Nisan, so more of the time that it's going to rain have passed, and as we've spoken about earlier, once it rains, it causes the sap in the tree to develop and nourish the fruit, and therefore, that's when the fruit is considered having been grown. The Dayan, Roiv Tkufa Mechutz. However, most of the winter season has not yet passed, because the winter season only begins by Chodesh Tevis. Ask the Gemara, my Kamar, what is the need for us to say that the winter season hasn't passed? What, on the contrary, if the winter season hasn't passed, that is a proof that it's still not yet, it's not yet a new year. So how do we understand this statement? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what was meant to be said. That even though most of the winter has not yet passed, it doesn't make a difference. Because all we're concerned with is Hoyl V'yotzerov Gishmishonah. Since most of the rain has passed, the rain, as we've been learning in our shir, is what's critical to cause the fruit to grow. And since most of the rain has passed, that's when it's considered the year of that fruit is already a new year or an old year. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Masa Rebbe Kiva Shalikat Esrig, Rebbe Kiva collected the fruit of an Esrig, Bechet B'Shvat, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, V'Nog Bo Shnei Esurim. He wasn't sure how to treat that fruit, and because he wasn't sure to treat that fruit, he took off Maisa Shein. It was a year going from the Maisa Sheni year to the Maisa Ani year. Because of his question, he took off both Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani. But this opens up a very important question. You know, one would assume that if I want to give extra Maisa, I may do so. But that's not true. Because when you give extra Maisa, as the Gemara says in more than one place, what you took off from your peiros are no longer tevel. The language used in the Gemara Masechta Erevin, daf nun amar aleph, because if you take off more than 10%, what you gave the Levi doesn't really belong to him. So how could you take off two where you're going to end up taking something which really isn't correct? So what happened was, say many Rishonim, that he took off Maisa Sheni. The halacha is that Maisa Sheni, you could redeem. If you don't want to actually take the Maisa Sheni produce up to Yerushalayim, you could redeem it. And that's what he did. He redeemed the Maisa Sheni, and then instead of taking that Maisa Sheni produce and eating it as if it's regular produce, he then gave it to the Aniyim and treated it as Maisa Ani. So it didn't take it twice. He took it once, but first treated it as Maisa Sheni, and then he took it as Maisa Sheni. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that he took it twice, but he made a Tanai. He said, whichever one is the true Maisa should be Maisa, and whoever one which is not, is not. So what he did was, because he wasn't quite sure, he did it twice. Why? Because Echa Kedivri Beis Shammai, he was concerned, maybe the halacha follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, that the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. At Echad, he took Kedivri Beis Hillel, who says the opinion that this man is Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hudaimer, that wasn't what he was doing. Not because he was not sure, is the halacha like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? And Minig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loz Nogba. He had a question, is the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lozer, as we're about to learn. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, teaches us. Esrig Shavah L'Ilan B'Shalosh Drachim. An Esrig is like a tree in three ways. Ulyerek, and it's similar to a vegetable, but Derech Echad. Shavah L'Ilan B'Shalosh Drachim, In what three ways is it similar to a tree? Orla, it's that just like anything that grows for a tree, for the first 3 years, we're not allowed to eat from that fruit. And then it's also b'hano. So too is an estric tree have the same halacha. Ulervai, anything that grows from the tree, the fourth year, is treated like ma'isa sheni. It has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Or if one doesn't want to take it to Yerushalayim, he can be poided, he can redeem it and take the money and buy food in Yerushalayim. Ulashvius, that if it grew in the Shemitah year, it's considered Shemitah produce. And any fruit tree that bloomed in the Shemitah year, even though the actual fruit might have just been collected in the eighth year, that fruit is considered Shemitah fruit. And so too is the halacha by the Esrog tree. If the Esrog tree bloomed in the Shemitah year, even though the Esrog was not actually picked until the Shemitah year, it's considered a Shemitah fruit. Ulyerek b'derech echad, but it's also similar to a vegetable, shvilkas likutasa isurai. When we speak about the chi of meiser, as we've been learning by vegetables, we say the time for meiser is when they're collected. So too is the halacha by esroigim. We follow the year in which they were collected for hilchas meiser. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, that is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezheimer, no. Esrog shavu ilan chol davar. An esrog is a tree, and therefore it has the halacha like a tree. And we follow chanota for meiser as well. So now we could understand, when Kiva collected the esrog tree, picked the esrog tree on the Rosh Chodesh Shvat of the third year of the Shemitah cycle, which according to Beis Shammai is the Rosh Hashanah Filonis, according to Gamliel, we should treat it as far as Hilchas Meiser, whatever that year was, because it was the third year, and the third year is the year where we take Meiser Ani. However, according to Belezer, we follow the time when it bloomed. If it was picked in the third year, it obviously blossomed in the second year. If it blossomed in the second year, it would be Mechuyev and Meiser Sheni. And because Rabbi Kiva wasn't certain if he should follow the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lezer, he took off both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. The Gemara, however, at the beginning, had said that the reason Rabbi Kiva took off two Meiseris was because he wasn't sure if the halacha is like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. Asked the Gemara, or mi avdin ketrei chumri, is that an appropriate approach that one could follow two chumris? I'm not sure if the halacha is like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. I'm going to take both opinions. V'tanya, says the Braisa, lo'ilam halacha k'divri Beis Hillel. We always follow the opinion like Beis Hillel, but says the Gemara, haroitz alasas divri Beis Shammai oisa. So of course the Gemara in Masechta Erevin, the Vav of Mebeis, asks a very important question. How can we say that the Braisa began with the words Aloylam Allah Kedivrei Beis Hillel? And then the Braisa says, V'aroitz Alas Beis Shammai Oysa. If the Allah is like Beis Shammai, how could we say that? So the Gemara answers that Kan Koin Baskol, Kan Lacha Baskol. Before the Baskol came out from Shemayim that says the Allah is always like Beis Hillel, one could follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. But once the Baskol came out and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, we must follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Another teretz that the Gemara offers is that the Gemara over there is following the opinion of Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, famous Gemara Masecht Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tesa Mebeis, says, Ei mashgichim mebaskol. When it comes to halachic matters, we don't follow the pronouncements of a baskol, because the pasuk says, Loi b'shemayim hi. So Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks there in Masechta Erevin that the Gemara Masechta Metzia, where the Baskol says we follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ei mashgichim b'baskol, loy b'shemayim hi," and everybody accepted that approach, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer. On the other hand, the Baskol that pronounced that the halacha is based like Beis Hillel, that Baskol we did accept. Why did we accept the Baskol of Beis Hillel and not the Baskol of Rabbi Lezer? So Tosfos answers that the Baskol that came out, that the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, it was only came out because it wanted to show covered honor to Rabbi Lezer. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Rabbi Eliezer made a declaration. Im halacha kamoisi min shemayim yachichu. If I am correct, shemayim should say that I'm correct. So it's not that the halacha was like Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara, the Baskol wanted to give Rabbi Eliezer the honor due to him. Tosfos gives another teretz. We know that there's a rule, Acher Rabbim Lahatis, we always follow the majority. Rabbi Eliezer was disputing the Chachamim. So the halacha cannot be like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Rabbim, the majority, disagreed with him. Whereas Beis Hillel were the majority, so the Baskel was actually supporting what is the halacha. But then the question is, Tosfos asks, that if the majority is like Beis Hillel, so why do we need a Baskel to support that the halacha follows Beis Hillel? Of course the halacha follows the Beis Hillel, Acher Rabbim Lahatis, and they're the majority. To which the answer is, that even though Beis Hillel was the majority, Beis Shammai were mechadded in Tfei. Beis Shammai was sharper. And therefore, we had a dilemma. Should we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, who are the Rabbim, or should we follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, who are the mechaddedin? And that's why the Baskel had to say that we need to follow the opinion of Beis, that we're following the opinion of Beis Hillel. And that's why we could also understand what is the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that when Mashiach comes, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. But we know that we say in the Ani Mamins, Zazois HaTorah Loi Tei Mukhlefes, the Torah will remain the same forever. If the Torah will remain forever the same, how can we say that when Mashiach comes, we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai? The answer is because there is a reason to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, because they're Mechudadim Tfei. And therefore, if they're Mechudadim Tfei, maybe even though they're not the majority, we will follow their opinion. Continues the Gemara. Mikule Beis Shammai, or Mikule Beis Hillel, somebody who follows everybody's kulos, everybody's leniency, is a Rasha. Mechumra Beis Shammai, or Mechumra Beis Hillel, somebody who follows everybody's chumras, all of our costs of Omer, Vaksil B'choy Shecholach. He's a fool. And Rashi gives the example. Rashi explains that the Gemara Masechta Erevin, Dav Zayin, speaks about how much has to be missing from the spine of a mace that it shouldn't give off tumas oil. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be missing two vertebrae. Until two vertebrae are missing, it's considered whole. According to Beis Hillel, just one missing vertebrae is enough that it should be considered not a tumas oil. So in this case, Beis Shammai is the machmer, and Beis Hillel is the mekel. But the same machloikis can be used vice versa. And that is regarding Hilchus Treifus. How much missing from the animal is the animal considered a treifa? According to Beis Shammai, only if it's missing two vertebrae is the animal considered a treifa. According to Beis Hillel, as soon as it's missing one vertebrae, it's considered a treifa. In this case, Beis Hillel is the machmer and Beis Shammai is the mekel. So he says, so what the Gemara is saying here, if you want to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, you have to follow it Lekula and Lechumra. And if you want to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, you have to follow it Lekula and Lechumra. Ik Beis Shammai, El Beis Shammai, Kuleim B'chumreim, V'ik Beis Hillel, B'kuleim U'chumreim. However, the Rishonim point out a very important point, that even though the Gemara is being very clear that you shouldn't take Beis Shammai's kula and Beis Hillel's kula, or Beis Shammai's chumra, Beis Hillel's chumra, etc., that's only in one subject, like the example we just gave. So you can't pick that I'm going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai somewhat, or I'm going to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel somewhat. You have to be consistent. But if we're following the opinion of one Tana in one subject of halacha, and then we follow the opinion of another Tana in a different subject of halacha, that's not considered that we're doing something wrong, because each halachic subject is considered separate. So that's why the Gemara is questioning how did Rabbi Akiva follow both the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So before we go further, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, so it says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Gemara stopically. Rav Akiva wasn't quite sure. He didn't know who held what. He was just interested in following the opinion of Beis Hillel, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel held. So the Aruch HaNer asks, but still, even though he didn't know what opinion is the opinion of Beis Hillel, he knew Beis Hillel holds one of those two dates. And by holding both dates, both of those dates, Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, isn't that considered as adapting contradictory chumras? So the Aruch HaNer answers that if somebody doesn't know the halacha because he didn't learn, and because he didn't learn, he follows two chumras, that is a person who's ksil. But if what happened over here, explains Aruch HaNer, is Rabbi Akiva wasn't quite certain what is the right girsa. We learned in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel said that Tu B'Shvat, but Rabbi Akiva wasn't quite certain what is the proper girsa to be followed in our Mishnah. Is the proper girsa to be followed in our Mishnah Beis Hillel saying Tu B'Shvat, or is the proper girsa to follow Beis Hillel Rosh Chodesh Shvat? When it's not a question of lack of learning or lack of understanding, he just doesn't know what is the proper girsa, that's not considered that he's doing two chumras and that he should be considered a fool. From here we see that from the time of Rabbi Akiva, they started having this question. So I saw that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said that even though Rabbi Akiva had this chumrah, we know that the halacha is that Beis Hillel holds Tu B'Shvat, and that's why we consider the new year by trees by Tu B'Shvat. So according to that, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Akiva, they killed Tu B'Shvat, and Rabbi Akiva changed things. And he says that's impossible to say. He says that Rabbi Akiva should have created a new minig is unacceptable. It's an unacceptable approach. And therefore, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not certain what is the halacha. Because if Klal Yisrael, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, followed a certain minig, that minig would have to be followed forever. Rabbi Yosef Yehudaimer, as we learned before, there wasn't Rabbi Akiva wasn't certain because of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, or as we just learned, because he wasn't certain what is Beis Hillel's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, "Loi minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba, and minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar Nagba." Because we learned the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar when is how to treat the esrog tree. Ask the Gemara Beche B'Shvat, but if he picked it, an Eche B'Shvat, so which means it's a new year. So now the question was, do I follow the year it was picked, which is the new year, or do I follow the year of Chanotah, which was the previous year? But what was the date that he was looking at? Eche B'Shvat. Whose opinion is that? To Beis Shammai Nagba. Isn't that the opinion of Beis Shammai? How did Rabbi Akiva ignore the opinion of Beis Hillel? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina V'Teim Rav Chananya, Hocha B'Esrei Shechan T'Pei Roisov Koinu Chamisha Oso D'Idach Shvat Eskinen. The way to understand what happened over here was like this. The Esrig bloomed before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. And in Tu B'Shvat, the third year began, but it wasn't picked that year. And it was picked the year after. So it turned out that it bloomed in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, which is a Ma'aseh Sheni year. And it was picked in the Chamisha Asar B'Shvat of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. So according to Beis Hillel, since it wasn't yet Rosh Chodesh Lilonis, because it was before Tu B'Shvat, so it was picked in the third year, and it bloomed in the second year. And therefore, according to Gamliel, that we followed the Lakita, we go, it's Chai Ma'aser Ani. According to Belezer, that we followed the Chanotah, it's Chai Ma'aser Sheni. And therefore, he could have said it happened even Kodem L'Kein. The point is that it happened not in the same year. It didn't have to be Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So why did he mention Rish Chodesh Shvat, because Ma'aseh Shaya, that was the exact story that happened in Echad B'Shvat. But Echad B'Shvat is not the point. The point is that it happened that the Lakita was before Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. Ravina Mekroich V'Tani, the way to understand what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says is as follows. Lo Echad B'Shvat Haya, El Chamish As B'Shvat Haya. It was on Tu B'Shvat. And not that he had a question, should I follow the opinion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? He certainly followed the opinion of Beis Hillel. However, the question was, the question is, should I follow the Lakita, which was after Tu B'Shvat, or should I follow the Chanota, which was before Tu B'Shvat? So now, the way we're learning, even though with learning that you can't follow two chumras, that's only when you can't say it's Rish Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. But to say that I'm going to follow the chumra of Rabbi Elazar, that I go after Chanota, and follow the chumra of Gamliel, that we go after Lakita, that's not considered Shtei Chumras. Because as we said earlier, explains the Ritva, the only time it's considered a situation of two chumras, that a person who follows two chumras is considered a ksil, is considered a fool, is only in a case where the two chumras contradict each other. In this case, the two chumras did not contradict each other, and because the two chumras did not contradict each other, the halacha is that we could follow both chumras, and that's why even though he can't follow both the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, he can't follow the two opinions of Rabbi Elazar and Reb Gamliel. The question is, here we're learning the concept of chumrah when you have a suffix. So I saw that the Paiskim suggest that even though, as we just saw, according to Bekiva, when we don't know what to do, as long as the two chumras don't contradict each other, we could follow both chumras. Say, the Paiskim, there is an exception to that rule, and that's suffix brachas lahakal. When we have a suffix, if we made a bracha, there everybody agrees that we follow, we don't make the bracha over. I want to be machmer. It's not considered a chumrah. The reason why it's not considered a chumrah is because a chumrah is only a chumrah because I don't know what the halach is. If I'm going to make a bracha where I'm not obligated to make a bracha, it's going to be much more complicated situation, because a bracha levatala in itself is an aveira, and therefore, under such circumstances, we don't say that you could follow, we could just do something l'chumra. So here we have a question, what is the year by the Esrog? Because we just learned the question by the Esrog tree, do we follow the second year, do we follow the year of Chanota, do we follow the year of Picking? And of course, this is a question regarding what is the year that we make a Shechiyonu by the Esrog tree. But there are many Paiskim that suggest that on an Esrog tree, on Esrog, we shouldn't make a Shechiyonu anyway. Because since the Esrog tree, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, Dar Milana Lashana Lashana, the Esrog remains on its tree for many years. Only a fruit that grows every year a new crop suggests the Shar Ephraim is Mechuyv and a Shechiyonu. A fruit that doesn't have a new crop every year doesn't have a Shechiyonu. Another reason that the Shas HaTshuvos HaElfel HaShloima says that we shouldn't make a Shechiyonu on an Esrog, because we already make a Shechiyonu on the Esrog when we take it by the Dalaminim, and therefore we shouldn't make another Shechiyonu if we're going to eat the Esrog fruit. The Ksav Sofer ever disagrees in Or Chaim Simcha of Gimel. He says that even though we made a Shechiyonu when we made the mitzvah, that has nothing to do with an Esrog, with a Shechiyonu that we make when we eat the fruit. And therefore, the halacha is, that's not a reason not to make a Shechiyonu. However, the Ksav Sofer says a different reason why not to make a Shechiyonu on an Esrog tree. As we're going to learn also in our coming shir, an Esrog tree requires much work. It's not like most trees that we learned in our shir today. You just leave the tree and it rains. You don't even have to irrigate it. The Gemara said rainwater is sufficient, and that causes the fruits to grow. An esrog tree needs much work and much care. Something that required that much tircha to produce the fruit. So Shechyanu represents that I'm making a bracha because I have a simcha. A fruit that required so much attention doesn't show the simcha. Simcha is when it's pure simcha, not when there's so much bother and trouble involved in the simcha. And that's why he suggests that we shouldn't make a Shechyanu when one eats the estric fruit.